when that Army helicopter crash in Kentucky, a deadly one. Sources now tell ABC News the 9 service members aboard the 2 Black Hawks died. The troops from the 101st Airborne Division were out flying on a training mission. The Labor Department's weekly jobless claims numbers are in.
Applications for unemployment benefits rose last week, according to the Labor Department, but still remain historically low, despite efforts by the Federal Reserve to cool the economy and the job market in its fight against inflation. Jobless claims for last week came in at 198,000, a tick above expectations.
ABC's Mark Millar. Pope Francis is tweeting he's touched by the many messages received as he remains hospitalized in Rome with a respiratory infection. The Vatican says His Holiness rested well during the night, his clinical picture is progressively improving, and that he had breakfast, read over some papers, and is working this morning after receiving communion. The Montefiore is 86 years old. This is ABC News. Back to baseball, all 30 teams set to play on this opening day.
Major League Baseball is the world's oldest professional sports league, but there's a lot that's new this season, namely a clock. Not on the game, but on the amount of time between pitches. 15 seconds if no runners are on base, 20 seconds with runners on. Hitters are also on the clock. They must be in the batter's box, ready to go with 8 seconds on the clock. This is all intended to improve the pace of play, and it showed in spring training games, their average time was down by more than 20 minutes compared to last year. Ryan Clark, ABC News.
The jury could get the case today in a lawsuit over a celebrity ski slope collision. Terry Sanderson says actress Gwyneth Paltrow hit him so hard that he was left with a brain injury, but she says he skied into her. Sanderson is suing for $300,000. And ahead of summer, Google now says it will start offering extreme heat alerts on when heat waves are expected to start and end. And when, ABC News.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. People who want to sue the Wisconsin legislature would have other options besides Dane County Court, as under a Republican bill that would have the state Supreme Court randomly choose which county each case would be heard in. As after Republicans complain for years they get unfair treatment from judges in Madison. Ozaukee County is the healthiest county in Wisconsin. Menominee County is the least healthy, at least that's according to new data from the University of Wisconsin Population Health Institute. Rankings are based on several factors, including physical health, mental health, and education. In sports, it's baseball's opening day. The Brewers play the Cubs in Chicago this afternoon. Tonight, the Cubs host Boston in a game with big playoff seeding implications. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The spring election is Tuesday, April 4th. It's being called one of the most important in the country, with candidates for one state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Vote. Then tune in your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special Ask Us Wisconsin.
At 8, News Director Terry Bell has results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs to know. and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that the baby can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have the strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Same number. My next guest is none other than Mr. Clarence Mason Weaver. He is an author, and amongst other things. Though there may be questions these days surrounding the importance of the Republican Party amidst critics and Democrats, one shouldn't overlook their significance when it comes to history. Back in 1854, the Republican Party, made up of white men, worked alongside President Abraham Lincoln to convince those in Congress to end slavery, thus providing black men full citizenship. The radical Republicans, as they were deemed at the time, paved the way for history. Even though history has been rough on black Americans since, namely the 50s and 60s and a rough period of segregation, it's easy for some to brush off the actions of the Republican Party, especially in this day and age. Mason Weaver, a social critic and former advisor to former President Donald Trump, is here now to discuss this topic further. Weaver runs the website Leave the Plantation, and is also the author of such books as The Rope, A New Perspective of Freedom and Success, and Tribalism, The Truth Between Lies. His experience and expertise on this topic will certainly be useful. With that backdrop, I say good morning to you, sir. How are you?
Thank you for that wonderful introduction. I appreciate it.
Let me ask you, where are you originally from?
I was born in St. Louis. When I was 11 years old, my mother decided that the school system there wasn't good enough for me to hand me a slow learning pass. Every black person in my neighborhood was a slow learner. My mother thought that since I was a fast learner at home, she would move me out of St. Louis to the country. And I was down in Louis for about 18. I joined the Navy to say,
what part of the country, sir?
Missouri.
Oh, Missouri, okay.
I moved out to the Ozarks.
Okay.
From St. Louis to the Ozarks, I'm a country. And I joined the Navy the same day that the king was murdered. I ended up in San Diego after I left Vietnam, and a white racist shipman looked me in the eye. And he was a defense member. He looked me in the eye, and he dropped 2,800 pounds of steel on me, trying to kill me. I looked in the face when he did. And for a long time, I hated everyone that looked like him. I'm currently disabled. I had to recover, and I had to achieve success without any help.
So let me ask you, because clearly you are a Republican, right?
Clearly.
So, and you and I, for the same age demographic, from the same time in history. And you clearly want us to understand, people in this country, that it was the Republicans that freed the slaves. Is it safe to say that?
Yes, because the Republican Party founded on 9 platforms, and 6 of those platforms said, if you give us power, we're going to get slavery.
Okay, so is the Republican Party of today, it's not the Republican Party?
So what? The Republican Party today, there's no slavery to be freed. But the Republican Party today is for prosperity, for equal rights. They founded every black power that they discovered. They've always been against discrimination. I don't understand the difference.
Well, so,
the Democratic Party owns everybody in America.
So, sir, you say the Republican Party is against discrimination. And
yes.
Back that up.
Name me a bill passed by any Republican Congress that allowed the segregation or discrimination. The Democratic Party was the party of the poll tax, the party of the federal people, the party of black and white restrooms. They were the party of the
poll tax. Sir, we're talking about today. You know, when you...
There's no history. There is no discrimination today. It is on your gender or your identified sexuality. The Republican Party is for prosperity. There is no law passed by Republicans to discriminate against who you are.
So does discrimination based on color and nationality, does that exist at all today?
Sure.
Okay. And so it is your belief that that does not come from the Republican Party or Republican Party as opposed to all of that?
Can you give an example of coming from Republicans?
I'm sorry, repeat that.
Can you give me an example of coming from Republicans?
Well, I can tell you this. Again, I live in the state of Wisconsin. And when Scott Walker was the governor here, he and many other conservatives who controlled this state for the better part of 15 to 20 years made it almost impossible for people of color in the city of Milwaukee. Everything does not have to be based on what legislation.
You're telling me
that the only way somebody can discriminate against a person is through legislation. Well,
it's legal for you as a man not to wear a house to me because of my color. That should be legal. But what do you mean for civil rights, the government rights? I'm putting the government on my back. I don't care if my neighbor likes me or not. I don't care if the store is giving me. I talked to Francis Harrison, the last time I died at Walgreens. He said he didn't pick a store. He didn't sit at the last time to get a doggone sandwich. He didn't care that I liked him or not. He picked it because he wanted to own his own restaurant. And you couldn't do that because of civil government regulations, government restrictions on us.
Let me say this to you, sir. So you were around during the 60s, during the civil rights struggle, Dr. King, and all of those things. And if I'm to believe what you are saying, then what Dr. King and what took place in the 60s and that fight for civil rights was not necessary because those things really didn't exist.
I don't know what you're saying, sir, but actually the civil rights movement of Dr. King and every action of the civil rights era in the 60s, every action was against the Democrats. You can name one march or protest or demonstration or sit in a boycott against the Republicans.
No, my point is, when you're talking about...
You understand my point?
Sir, I certainly understand your point. I'm talking today. If I listen to
you brought up civil rights. You brought up civil rights there in the 60s. I didn't bring that up. So I would like to address that for you. We're talking about today. I'm going to talk about today. They own every ghetto in America. Every city you saw a riot came out of a different city, a different federal district.
Listen. So as a black man, I'm trying to understand your thought process that riots have only taken place where the Democratic mayors are located, and even though there's been injustice that has created an atmosphere that brought riots into existence.
Maybe.
Well, you know, people certainly didn't riot based on the fact that they just wanted to riot for fun.
Brother, my friend, I was in person. I was an outside person when Michael Barnes was killed. All the hotels around Ferguson were full. You could not get a rental car out to St. Louis Airport because there's so many people coming in town to riot.
Listen, sir. They didn't come in town to riot. Listen, so.
How do you know that?
Sir, how can you then? Now, I'm going to give you a chance to answer. But you tell me what I can't prove. And I'm saying to you, you made a statement. You can't give me a fact that said that most of the people who came into the press were that right. What did you say?
I said the Hamilton Inn, the hotels were full of people in the town that were organized, because they had rental cars in there. They had one whole wing of the Hamilton Inn that they changed rules. People go in, got rental cars to lock. They had their own clothes. They got instructions. They got directions. Those handmade signs were produced for them by a group of people in St. Louis. And they were organized. They were advertised on Craigslist. They come in. Instead of being open, we had a burglary light. The same thing. They had instructions.
Okay, so.
I have a videotape.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, finish your point.
I have a videotape that I recorded myself in Raleigh, Durham, with the Black Lives Matter meeting before their nightly riot. And I'm talking about how they're going to wear their little mask on their face for COVID, and they're going to pull the mask up at a certain time, have their access at handles in their pocket, in their passage, and they have the bricks. Brother, I was there, the cops were sitting there also. I'm standing next to a cop car recording them at this restaurant, on the restaurant, and they're planning what they're going to do that night. That's how it is.
Hold the thought. We've got to go to a break. Can you hang on a sec?
Absolutely.
All right. 844-967-2789. My guest is Mr. Clarence Mason Weaver. He's the author. He's an author amongst other things. And you, what was it you did for Donald Trump? You gave him what?
We formed the Black Voices for Trump Board of Advisors, Donald Trump.
Okay. Listen, we gotta go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Abortion rights, voting rights, it's all on the line. and it will be a very close election. Make a plan to vote for Judge Janet Hosey by April 4th. For more information, visit JanetForJustice.com.
Day 4 by Janet for Justice.
You know him as the nose tackle for a grand goal.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the helmet of the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Your short updated forecast. High level off around 43 this afternoon under cloudy skies. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies again tonight. With precipitation likely low to down about 33. Overcast tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely high at 47. High of 36 Saturday with a chance for snow. Chance for scattered showers 48 on Sunday. 2 to 4 inches of snow tonight through Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 28.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
PayRadio.com.
Fox News. Tucker Carlson. Yes. You think that one was real? have a legitimate conversation if you are going to state that the video that was created by Fox News and Tucker Carlson somehow was the truth.
Are you saying that the House Speaker did not give Tucker Carlson the videos?
Yeah, the House Speaker. The House Speaker gave him the video.
The House Speaker gave him the video.
Yeah, that was
video, by the way, from the House Speaker on the
House. Okay, so, sir. Let me ask you, where did the videos that all of us, the majority of the American people, where did they come from? The ones that stated and showed all...
Sir, it came from the same committee, but they were cut and off.
Which one? The one I love, the edited videos, sir, was the one that we saw on Tucker Carlson that didn't show people doing anything wrong.
That was the edited video. It was not edited.
Okay, so
it was edited. When you saw the St. Louis congressman running out of the place, that's what you saw on the House committee. He was running out of the Capitol.
Sir.
What you saw in Tucker Carlson was all of them running out.
ABC News, I am M. Nguyen. That Army helicopter crash in Kentucky, a deadly one. Sources now tell ABC News the 9 service members aboard the 2 Black Hawks died. The troops from the 101st Airborne Division were out flying on a training mission. The Labor Department's weekly jobless claims numbers are in.
Applications for unemployment benefits rose last week, according to the Labor Department, but still remain historically low, despite efforts by the Federal Reserve to cool the economy and the job market in its fight against inflation. Jobless claims for last week came in at 198,000, a tick above expectations.
ABC's Mark Remillard. Pope Francis is tweeting he's touched touched by the many messages received as he remained hospitalized in Rome with a respiratory infection. The Vatican says His Holiness rested well during the night. His clinical picture is progressively improving, and they had breakfast.
Now, wait, people, this is not the goal, but why don't you do go ahead and save the Civic Media Station one of your free sets to Christcast with me, Charlie Behrens, and also on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Van Bear. Here's what you need to know. A proposed bill would give grant money to the state gun stores to increase mental health awareness. The proposal by two state Republican lawmakers will help provide training to gun store staff to recognize a person in crisis. It also provides money to set up temporary gun storage programs at shops where people could voluntarily keep their firearms if they're in a mental health crisis. Gun store owners, though, say the bill would have to be very clear on how surrendered guns can be reobtained once the owner recovered. Wisconsin's annual winter moratorium, which prevents utility customers from getting cut off from their service, ends on April 15th. The Public Service Commission of Wisconsin and the Department of Administration say that for people still struggling to keep the heat on, they should apply to the Wisconsin Home Energy Assistance Program that helps eligible households with their heating and electric bills. I'm Jay Manning, and this is Civic Media News.
The spring election is Tuesday, April 4th. It's being called one of the most important in the country, with candidates for one state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Vote, then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special Ask Us Wisconsin.
Then at 8, News Director Terry Bell has results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app. The spring election is Tuesday, April 4th. It's being called one of the most important in the country, with candidates for one state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Vote, then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special Ask Us Wisconsin.
Then at 8, News Director Terry Bell has results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you're age 80 or under. The veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Safer, and right now it proves it again underneath the Democrats.
supporting the black colleges the way he did and doesn't get credit for it. And the Republicans helped pass the 1964 Civil Rights Bill with a greater percentage of votes than the Democrats, because even Al Gore Sr. tried to filibuster the Civil Rights Bill. Robert Byrd tried to shut it down. How big and how much are you trying to keep the possibility of the black community to work hard and to get out of the depression that the Democrats...
Oh, okay, I got you. I got you, CJ. You want to respond, Mr. Weaver?
I think it's CJ. You're absolutely correct. Under Donald Trump, there was a historical large amount of money in the black colleges, of which all I can find, every black college I can find from Howard to Cassini, the Spillman was found by the Republicans. But a record amount of money, black people under Donald Trump became 72% middle class. That means you're paying for 10 and a half prices you're paying. You're paying for this. I'm going to run you
up. Go ahead.
You asked me about the prosperity. The income levels went up of black people. The jobs, the new jobs in the black community was a record number of Donald Trump. Go ahead.
So I can't let you give out erroneous information. I mean, for you to say that 72% of black people, that's absolutely untrue, sir.
Okay.
I don't need to go to the U.S. Census or any of those things. I live in a city where right now it's probably the worst condition it's been in for African Americans in ever since, the Industrial Revolution came to an end. And Donald Trump was the president, how many years ago? 6 years ago. And you can't tell me that the city where I live that has somewhere around 50% of it African American, that 72% of the people wound up living middle class when Donald Trump was the president. That's just not true. And it doesn't matter what statistics you want to cite and where you get your information, it's an absolute fabrication. Now, I don't mind you saying certain things. You got a right to say whatever it is you want to say. But to clearly just tell and say things that are not true, can't let you do that. And so, because you're leading people to believe, and black people aren't that stupid, that when Donald Trump was the president of the United States for 4 years, they were living, 72% of us were living middle class. And once Donald Trump left, the bottom fell out. No president inside of any 4-year period of time can change the dynamics of people's lives to that degree, because the president is one person. There's a Congress and a Senate that has to go along with him in order for those kinds of drastic changes to happen, sir.
My friend, by the way, you got the best on the music and radio.
Thank you.
But my friend, I cite statistics. You don't. Now, every poverty person is counted. Every income is counted. Every death, every birth, every divorce is counted in one place only. The only place you can go to statistics on poverty. Go to the Census Bureau website and type in black community. No, sir, that's the only way to find it, bro.
I don't give a rip about what that says. I've lived in the city.
You're putting words in my mouth. Let me tell you again what I say. I'm the expert in what I say. I say
that under our fault, the black community has to go. The black community, the black nation, got to be 70% middle class. But what you didn't ask me was, what was the UN rules before Donald Trump? Black people were not poor. Only 25% were poor. Period. 30% was sometimes poor. Since the 1950s, our income has always increased. So we're doing better anyway, even if I'm a Democrat. But the Democratic control of everybody will always, always be poor.
So,
everyone will be poor.
So, sir, you know, you
how am I wrong? There would be a Democrat neighborhood that's not poor. You can't do it.
Listen, you're talking semantics, sir. Let me say this to you. You can't tell me that under George, because what you're saying is only under Republican leadership have blacks and their economic standards risen, and under Democratic leadership, it's fallen. And I will go to you and say, I can go to George Bush Sr., I can go to George Bush Jr., I can go to Donald Trump, I can go, who did I leave out, Republican, George Bush Sr., George Bush Jr., what's the other Republican president I left out in between Donald Trump? There was another one. But you can't tell me, sir. Huh?
I can't tell you. You say, listen.
Yeah. So,
I can't tell you.
So my point is, I didn't see the winds of people's lives change based on whether there was a Republican president or a Democratic president.
You see it every time you change administrations. Every time Republicans are in power, everybody in the whole nation gets better off.
Sir, Ronald Reagan, when he came into office, the United States was the largest creditor nation in the world. When he left, we were the largest debtor nation in the world. Do you forget that when George Bush Jr. left, we were the Dow Jones was at 7,500. I mean, when he left, it was at 7,500 and falling. So when you make the statements that you make in absolutism, you're 100% incorrect.
Let me be absolute again for you, my friend. The Democrat Party owns every ghetto in America. Name one that you want more of. It's a party of slavery. It's a party of advanced lynching. It's a party of the KKK. It's a party that had the Klan March 1925 down Washington.
I understand you. Say to you, sir, with all due respect, you know, you are not going to get black people whose eyes are open, and this is why the Republican Party, and this is why the Republican Party continues to say we've got to do everything within our power to try to bring black people under the guise and under the banner of Republicans. After every election, Republicans say we are losing because we need to bring minorities under our banner. Sir, can the Republican Party win consistently?
Compared to the ones, more black people live in the suburbs than in the ghetto. It's like a third of
and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125
games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media. Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. High to low off around 43. This afternoon, under cloudy skies, southerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies again, 90% precipitation likely, low dip down to about 33. Overcast tomorrow, scattered thunderstorm likely, high at 47. High of 36, Saturday, with a chance for snow. Chance for scattered showers, 48 on Sunday. 2 to 4 inches of snow tonight through Saturday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Rick Miller. Right now, it's 28.
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
Nominated, then he can't name, and if he can't, I'm going to hang up shortly.
Americans have helped the blacks. Now, if you don't think paying for their education or Biden's education bill could help blacks, you're going to be kidding me. If you don't think some of the things that Biden has done can help blacks, well, you tell me. Trump helped blacks. I've worked in the inner city with the Latinx. I've talked to people in the inner city. I was born in the inner city. And you're telling me what the inner city thinks that Trump is an electable president? I'm going to hang up because I can't wait to hear what he's got to say.
All right. Thank you. One more before we give you a chance to respond. Let's go to Bob. Hey, Bob. How you doing, sir? You say what?
Good morning, Earl. When Democrats get involved in something in a society, they're trying to put money in society to lift things up and to enhance life and raise the safety net. The Republicans in Wisconsin have been holding on to $7 billion and have not been meeting in the legislature.
Hey, Bob, I wish we had more time. Thank you very much for the call. Clarence, do you want to respond to those?
Did somebody mention the Pew?
Yes.
My goodness, the only place that counts poverty is not a news research. The only place that counts poverty is the United States government. You gotta go to the census.gov and look for yourself the poverty levels by race, by age, by gender, by occupation, by state. Find the facts. The only place to find them is the United Government. Black folks get their money and power by being the same way white folks get it. Hard work. No other program has ever helped anybody do anything except help the government grow. I was a school, and I got an education, and I went into business, and I could not work. So I have not worked since 1981. But I'm debt-free in America. We're supposed to hate me because I don't care who doesn't like me. I'm not a child. I'm not independent. I'm going to go behind a man, and I'm going to lose some, and I'm going to win some.
So
I'm
going to put it my way. Let me ask you, what percentage of black people do you think support Donald Trump?
I don't know. We all talk about it, man. You got right. to. I don't know. I do not know. I've always campaigned to black people. In the Trump election, the person that I spent $30,000 of my own money running ads to Chicago, Detroit, on black, on Steve Harvey's show, matter of fact. A lot of people vote Republican. I drove my motorhome 10,000 miles, personally, not being reimbursed, but from St. Louis to Tallahassee and back, campaigning, stopping at restaurants and gas stations, asking the questions, what benefits you best? I'm not looking for a date. I don't care if the president likes me or not. I don't care if the government likes me or not. I want to clean up opportunities for you and me.
Let me do this, sir. Thank you. I'd like to do this again. I'd like to extend it. We'll get back to this, all right? All right, thank you very much for the call. Got a little bit of a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
The spring election is Tuesday, April 4th. It's being called one of the most important in the country, with candidates for one state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Vote. Then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special Ask Bells Wisconsin.
At 8, News Director Terry Bell has results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
You did have to take off the toilet for practice.
On the way, we need a giant pot.
Over on if you're 45 and older, don't let butt stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CD Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media and Denmark.